This reflection is based on the Gospel of Luke 11, 1 through 4, from Wednesday of the 27th week in Ordinary Time. One of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray just as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread and forgive us our sins. For we ourselves forgive everyone in debt to us, and do not subject us to the final test.'" Blessed autumn, friends. I hope the beauty of the season surrounds you with God's majestic artistry. As I prepared for this reflection, I, at first, disregarded this reading. After all, most of us not only know this reading, we can, and do, say it often. Yet, I kept coming back to it, wondering, picturing how this conversation went. I can see the apostles watching Jesus in prayer, seeing his focus, his contentment, his fervor. I imagine them thinking, "Wow, I wish I could pray like that." So they ask, because, like me, they hunger for a deeper relationship with God, a deeper prayer life. And Jesus teaches them the Our Father. But I can't imagine he just taught them the words. I can picture him teaching them line by line. And as I pictured them learning, I imagined Jesus and his Father wanting to once again teach each of us, because far too often we say the prayer Jesus taught us rotely, without much thought, without much focus, without much fervor. So imagine sitting with Jesus as he taught, "Father, hallowed be your name. God, your name is holy, hallowed. Is the way I treat your name holy? Am I respectful, reverent, or is it just a part of my everyday language that I say with little or no thought? Your kingdom come." God's kingdom begins here on earth, where we strive to be all God created us to be, to make this world a better place. But our destination is heaven, as we once were taught in the Baltimore Catechism. Why was I created? God created me to know, love, and serve him in this world, and to live with him forever in the next, heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. God loves us beyond measure. He will provide for all of our needs. But do I truly believe that? Do I worry about the small stuff? Do I store up not just for a rainy day, but for a monsoon year? But this line of prayer also challenges me to ask myself, do I help others who are suffering from food insecurity, homelessness, loneliness? Do I share what God has blessed me with? After all, we are his hands, feet, and hearts on this earth. And forgive us our sins. How blessed are we that God is a God of love and mercy. How blessed that Jesus gave us the sacrament of reconciliation. And how much I need God's mercy. How grateful I am for God's mercy. How much I depend on God's mercy. For we ourselves forgive everyone in debt to us. This line of prayer should startle each of us each time we say it. How well do I forgive? How long do I hold on to hurts? Do I offer forgiveness with strings attached? Our merciful God is also a God of justice. He tells us in Scripture, Jesus tells us in this prayer that I am called to be as merciful with others as God is merciful to me. And do not subject us to the final test. The final test. Lead us not into temptation and deliver us from evil. The devil is there every minute of the day, but God is too. He is there protecting us, gracing us, strengthening us, but we need to know that fact with each fiber of our being. For if we don't recognize God, if we don't acknowledge God, if we don't hold on to God in each moment of our life, we will miss him, and the devil will succeed. So, a challenge. Please take some time this week to really reflect on the words you are praying. Take it line by line and let Jesus teach you as he taught his disciples so long ago. With love, prayers, and gratitude, Michelle Dooley.